Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coach, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Doing great. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, congratulations on your playoff win the other night against NDCL. Convincing fashion, 63-44 was the final. Coach, what went right for you guys in that game to dominate like you did?
I thought our kids really did a good job of executing the game plan. And, you know, we caught the hot hand of Will Ojancic. And overall, I just think in the second half kind of warmed down a little bit and took some of their big threats out of the game and then made free throws down the stretch.
Coach, I'm looking at your schedule from this year. It started off with two postponements. You got most of your games in, and then down the stretch you won three of four going into the tournament with wins over Massillon and Central. Big wins there for you. Momentum, do you believe in that, and can that help you guys go more than just one win and maybe make a run in this postseason with the momentum you have?
Oh, there's no doubt in momentum, and we talk about really playing the best of basketball at the end of the year for the tournament, and I believe that we're doing that right now. We did the same thing last year, and you know, our schedule is just so tough anymore with being independent. We play 10 D1s, and even our D2s are very, very good teams. I think we counted up today there are five teams that we play that actually won a league title in the respective leagues. And wow, to go on the road and get wins at places like Norton and Massillon, and you know, play a competitive Lake team at the end of the year that was on a really hot streak, and playing the likes of McKinley and Hoban and Hoover, you know, those types of teams, it just gets you ready for the tournament. And I feel like, you know, during the course of a year, especially this year, you get so much adversity, and you get to the end of the year and you get everything clicking the right way and the kids get excited, and then you just see what happens.
I'm curious, Coach, from this standpoint, when you play those D1 schools in those tough schools, right? And sometimes you get blown out in those games. As a coach, how do you use that as a positive teaching moment for your kids so they don't get down on themselves?
Well, we try to break the year up into three to four parts. And, you know, we talk about in the first third or the first fourth, okay, let's see where we're at. You know, then we get to the middle half, and usually you have some of those teams again. You know, we started the year with a team like a McKinley and a Hoover. You get to the middle of the year, we had a COVID makeup day. If our games weren't tough enough, we added Hoban during the middle part of the year, and then we get to the end of the year, you get a Massillon and a Lake, you know, and then you see the growth. You know, you go on the road at a great team. I don't know what they have, 14, 15 wins, Massillon, and get a win on their floor, a very well-coached team, and it shows your growth. And you know, with us not being in the league, a lot of people look at that as a negative. But, you know, honestly, it's really helped us focus on strength of schedule and then also the tournament run at the end of the year. And the kids are, you know, ready to go. We won a lot of league titles when we were in the NBC. And, you know, a lot of times when you do that, it's really hard to regroup and then go into the tournament and say, okay, we got our second season. When truly when you're independent, this is what you're playing for all year.
And I want to go right there, Tom. Tom Siegfried, our guest via the Wake 'Em Way Hotline, Louisville head coach. As a coach, have you changed your style of coaching or philosophy in any way, shape, or form where there isn't that league title to play for in the regular season, but the more important picture is getting your team prepared for the postseason?
You know, I haven't changed so much the last few years being independent. I think it really came back to, you know, 2014 through 2016, we had some groups come through. We had already won some titles, and you know, of course, it's great to win a league title, but we realized we had some special classes coming. We talk about something Louisville called the program, and, you know, we wanted to build it from, you know, kindergarten up and make sure that each and every year we were competitive in the county, not just in our league. So we started playing eight D1s every single year as our non-league. And then, you know, as we got booted from the NBC and we became independent, we just carried on with that. Instead of eight, it became 10, 11, 12. We're playing the likes of Warren Harding, St. Ignatius. This year we played, you know, Olentangy Orange, Hoover, Lake, you know, played McKinley. We played Hoban. So there's nobody that's going to play a better schedule than we do at the D2 level unless you get to some of the teams that, you know, obviously go across the country. But it's just a philosophy that our kids like. They've kind of grown accustomed to it, and to be quite honest with you, they're the ones that tell me. We want to play these teams. We want to see where we stand, and at least you'd leave no doubt of where you stand in the county.
All right, Coach, 13-9 on the season, averaging about 54 a game, giving up about 54. When you're going well, when you're winning games, what are you doing right? What are the Leopards doing when they win games?
Sharing the ball. I think that's the hardest thing nowadays to teach kids is great shot over good shot. And, you know, there's so many times as a young man and you know, 16, 18-year-old young man that you see a shot, maybe you've made that shot before, but it's not a great shot. It's just a good shot. And, you know, we've really tried to stress to our kids that, you know, you might have a good one, but we want to pass it up for a great one. And when we share the ball, we feel like at any time we have five good options on the floor, and we like to trust our teammates to make sure that we're getting great shots. And, of course, you know, I'm a defensive guy, and we really take a lot of pride in our defense and really try to make the other team take tough shots and also take away some of their strength and make them make tough shots at the given time.
Tom Siegfried, our guest. We're going to do their game for you tomorrow night here on WHBC. Louisville on the road at Salem, 7 o'clock tip-off. Dan Belford, good. Denny Kincaid will call the action for you in that one. So tell me a little bit about your opponent, and then we'll get back to your team, Coach. Salem, what kind of challenges do they possess?
They had a great year. You know, they got a share of the EBC title, and you know, I know that they have things going the right direction. They play a lot of juniors over there, so I think this is going to be a team that's going to be good for at least another year, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of that success will carry on. But they're long. A lot of guys that are kind of lengthy at 6'2 to 6'4. They shoot it pretty well. They got some good penetrators. I know they've done a lot of winning. They mix defenses up a lot. So we're looking to, you know, for everything to be thrown at us, and makes it really tough to prepare for a team when they do a lot of things pretty well, and that's what Salem does. So we're going to go to their place and, you know, hopefully get some early momentum and carry it on throughout the game.
All right, so let's look at your squad. You told me, or you mentioned his name, Willa Eljancic, the sophomore. Had a big night for you the other night. He's your leading scorer at about 12 points per game. Nice to have a sophomore that's leading the way, while you also have some seniors there that contribute in a big way.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things I really believe in is playing a lot of guys. We've played 10, 11 guys all year, which is uncommon in high school basketball, but we get a lot of guys in for specific times, and, you know, we have five seniors, and those five seniors, you go with your seniors, and your seniors are the ones that carry you. No matter how many minutes they play, they're the ones that lead you through a year and are responsible for getting you there at the end of the year. We have Connor King, Dakota Hoffman at the guards, and at the forward, we had Kurt Heron and Corey Noble, and then Brock Pickens at the post has had a tremendous year this year in the post, and we go with them. And then Will, as you said, as a sophomore, you know, he's averaging over 12 a game now. He's had back-to-back games of 29 and 23, and wow. I think he's up to about 55 threes on the year. And then we got some great juniors. Well, Tyler Bolden is first in assists and first in rebounds on our team. He's averaging, you know, right around 10 a game. And then Zach Seaman and A.J. Langenhole at junior level. And then we start a freshman, Hayden Nigro. So, you know, we have a good balance of underclassmen and also upperclassmen. We returned two letter winners this year from a district final team last year and really didn't skip a beat. So that's just something I'm real proud of with the program.
Coach, seniors, extremely important. But back when I played, it was, and that was many years ago with the, you know, the peach baskets and everything like that, freshmen weren't even being considered, right?
Yeah,
I remember, you know, when I was a sophomore and I got to start, you know, it was a big deal to me. I didn't think anything of it, and the kids probably don't. They just think they're good enough. But to start freshmen, when was that accepted, you know, as you think back over the years? Because today's freshmen, because of the AAU circuit, if you can play out there, they don't call you a freshman in the AAU circuit. They just call you a basketball player, right?
And I think you hit the nail on the head right there. I think it's just how much time some of these kids put into the game. And, you know, back when you played, back when I played, you know, you went from basketball season, you went to baseball season, then you played
right.
Summer baseball, and then you went to football, you know, and everybody played the seasons when they were there. Now so many kids specialize and, you know, they put a lot of time into it, and I think they try to get the most out of it as they can. And, you know, you have to evaluate those guys and figure out if they're ready. The most of the time, the skill level is usually there with a lot of these guys. You just have to worry about physicality, quickness, and honestly, mental, because a lot of these kids just aren't used to playing that type of game, how fast-paced it is. And, you know, I think our freshmen and sophomores this year did a tremendous job of leading us and, you know, contributing to, like you said, a senior-laden team.
We're happy to have the head coach of the Louisville Leopards on with us here via the Wake 'Em Way hotline, Tom Siegfried. Again, their game tomorrow night, Louisville at Salem, 7 o'clock here on WHBC. For you, Coach, as you prepare for tournament play, I'm just curious. I asked you about your philosophy a little bit earlier in that, but you know, because you're an independent now, what about tournament play philosophy? Is that any different at all, or do you try to keep everything the same so the kids are on an even keel and every game is treated the same?
Yeah, so we break it down again. I talked about, you know, going in quarters during the season, and you know, we talk right now about a four game process. You know, we talk about going to the district final, and you know, it was step one the other night. We do everything the same. We watch film at the exact same time. We have the same scouting reports. We try to go through things the exact same way. We keep practice planning the same. The only thing I'll say that we do different, and honestly, as a veteran coach, I've learned this over the last 7-8 years, is we really shorten up our practice times as we get later in the year. And, you know, the guys, you want to get in there. You want to get the most done you can and get out, because it's a long season. These kids' legs get dead. They have a lot of things on their plate. So many of them train. You know, lifting, speed and agility and skill work that they put more into it than maybe we did back in our day. And you got to make sure that they're coming to the games ready to go.
Speed and agility back in my day, Coach, I didn't know what that was. Hell, I wouldn't even go near the universal weight machine back in the day. I looked at old photos somebody sent me or whatever, and I'm like, I got no muscle definition whatsoever. That's not the case these days, is it?
No, not at all. These kids put so much time into it. I mean, they go from, you know, a workout that we mandate after our practices, and they, you know, find the local MyFitLife or NST or whatever, and they go do that. And, you know, it's amazing, honestly, what they go through, and then they fit in their schoolwork, and it's just a different world, and you have to be very adaptive to what they do and try to make sure they're eating right, they're getting to bed at time, you know, and, of course, they got to fit a little bit of Xbox in there as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That, for me, that was that, what was it, Atari Pong. I think that was my big video game.
I was on Atari and Nintendo, so I'm with you there, buddy.
Yeah, okay, you remember that back in the old days. Coach, for you guys tomorrow night to come away with another playoff victory, advance to the next round, what do you guys have to do against Salem tomorrow night here on WHBC?
I think simply just recognize what they're in, adapt, and try to, you know, limit turnovers, make sure we're in the right offense, the right sequence, depending on what they throw at us. And honestly, you know, we talk a lot. It's a lot of the intangibles, 50-50 balls, you know, hustling, making sure we're playing with intensity, you know, make their life tough on the defensive end, and really just being great teammates, having great chemistry, and caring about each other more than we care about ourselves.
How have your kids handled the pandemic season? Last year, it cut the season short of state champions. This year, you made it all the way through, and hopefully we get all the way through to the finals and that. But lack of fans out there, protocols and all of that, how have your kids handled that to this point?
I tell you what, they handled it way better than I would have when I was in high school, I can tell you that. But they've been tremendous. I mean, everybody's been tremendous, you know, administration and teachers and referees and scores tables and opponents. And, you know, it's just been such a crazy year. And going into the year, you know, to be straight up with you, I really thought we were going to play 10, 12, maybe 14 games, and, you know, shortened season, and who knows if we're going to have a tournament. And it's just been great. We got 21 games in. I mean, at times it was a little crazy. We played 5 games in 7 days in February, you know, stuff like that. But overall, the kids just wanted to play. There's been some decent atmospheres. You know, obviously, when we're playing the teams we're playing, we wish that the field house was packed or Massillon was packed. But, you know, it is what it is. And at the end of the day, you get so engulfed in the competition part of things, you don't really realize that too much. And for the most part, we've been able to get the parents there and the grandparents there, and they're watching, and everybody's following the safety protocols. And I think, you know, we talk a lot in our program about adversity reveals character. And I really believe that our basketball program has really revealed a lot of positive character, and even other programs as well, other schools. Everybody's just worked together really well to give us a good winter season, and hopefully the spring sports have an even a better season.
Well, Coach, thanks for making time for us today. We've got you tomorrow night here on WHBC. Best of luck in that matchup, and hopefully you'll prevail, and maybe we'll talk again next week about that next opponent. How's that?
That sounds great, and we really appreciate the coverage from you guys. You do a great job.